Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. You're going to be very happy that you've tuned in to today's show because we always talk about it on the show. You know, you come to .com Magazine, you want the best of the best. You want leaders that are really breaking the mold in their particular space. And of course, one thing we talk about all the time is wealth management. I mean, we work hard. We're entrepreneurs. We go at it every single day. We fight the fight. We go through the walls. We go over the walls. We go through the walls and around the walls. I mean, we take care of business as entrepreneurs. And when we're done pushing and pushing and pushing, you want to make sure that at the end of the day, all your hard work culminates into a wealth management strategy, because that's what it's really all about, building generational wealth for you and your family. And whenever we find someone that really is on the cutting edge and leading the way in wealth management, we'd love to get them on the show. And we've been able to invite Mr. Tony Gomes on the show today. And he, of course, is the CEO and founder of Advanced Wealth Management. And he has a wonderful background, a wonderful entrepreneurial spirit. He started working when he was 13 years old, cleaning up garbage and cleaning ditches during the summer. And after he got his first paycheck, he decided that he wanted to not only take care of himself and his mother and his family, but help others in their wealth management and financial approach as well. So, Tony, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Great to be with you, Andy.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show, Tony. We have so many questions for you. You have a great background, great experience. Your client base is burgeoning. Everybody's talking about what you're doing at Advanced. But before we get started with all the questions, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us about Advanced Wealth Management, and then we're going to get into it.
Advanced Wealth Management was founded here in Florida, basically as a fiduciary registered investment advisory. What I wanted to do is have a firm that put the client's best interest first in everything that we do. And in particular, given my background, you know, having been an immigrant, immigrated to this country at 10 years old, English was a fourth language for me, and having a single mom that I met for the first time at 10 years old, and having been brought up without a dad, and having to work hard and fight for everything I've had in my life, I wanted to make sure that I had a company that had my client's best interest at heart. So we talk about Advanced Wealth Managers being a firm that basically follows and leads by heart in working with our clients.
Yeah, I love it, Tony. Of course, you served in the U.S. Army Reserves for 6 years while you were pursuing your undergraduate and graduate education. I mean, you really are one of these guys that really gets it done. I mean, you keep on pushing, you keep on pushing. I love it so much. Let's talk about it a little bit. What types of clients, Tony, reach out to you and they say, hey, we've heard about it. We love what you're doing. You came referred to us. What types of clients are you most interested in working with? What's the sweet spot over at Advanced?
Yeah. Our primary target market, the clients that we tend to add the most value to, tend to be entrepreneurs, people who've started their own businesses, have worked very hard to get it to a certain level, and now they want to have a partner come in to help them focus on what's most important, the advanced holistic planning, while they focus on their business and have us work with their professionals, what we call a boutique family office practice, where we bring A players as far as attorneys, accountants, insurance professionals, asset protection specialists. so that we put a plan together for them that they can be confident in. So they focus on what they do best and have us focus on helping them move along. So entrepreneurs and professionals, retirees who worked at large companies, IBM, Pfizer, Coca-Cola, General Motors. We've had companies, employees, professionals from all walks of life, have several clients that were CFOs of Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman. So those tend to be the professionals that we work the best with because they really understand the value of what we bring to the table.
Yeah, Tony, I love it so much. And for the people watching the show, you know, when someone starts to accumulate a lot of wealth, and I'm talking about a lot of wealth, they build and open their own family practice, which is they have their own practice to invest and watch and control their own money. And they build their own family practice to do it. But what you've done is you're offering all of the components of a family practice to people that come to you and they say, Tony, I don't maybe have the wherewithal to do my own private family practice right now, but I want to get involved with something that's similar to a family practice with you running it. Is that the idea?
Yes, that's basically the what I found missing in the industry. You know, I worked in a corporate environment after graduate school at University of Texas, where I got my MBA, worked with multi-billion dollar businesses, IBM. I was at Quaker Oats and Tropicana, where we took those businesses to $1 billion. They were bought out by PepsiCo. Then I went into venture capital, where I was able to help a lot of dot-com companies, a lot of technologies that were funded by DARPA. For example, Atomy was one of the companies we helped found, took it public, made a lot of investors into millionaires. And what we found is that with a lot of these initial families that we raised a lot of the money from, you know, they were well-to-do. They came from generations of money. They typically had a family office where they had professionals that looked out for their best interests. So we would pitch to them, they would bring in their professionals, and they would have people who focused on investments, people who focused on tax planning, people who focused on estate planning. And they basically worked exclusively for these families. And they were like the A players in the industry. So when I made some money doing venture capital, eventually retired from the corporate environment and wanted to manage my own money, I found that a lot of the sweet spots, some of the private market investments that were made available to these ultra wealthy families were not being available to your everyday millionaire next door. And I also realized that a lot of that one-stop shop, you know, services, a family office to the ultra rich was not available to your everyday millionaire or the entrepreneur next door. So I set out to create what we call a boutique family office. We've trademarked it. Basically, it's a umbrella that brings all of those A players in the industry into a one-stop shop facility where we work to make all of that happen for you. That way you can focus on going about your life, going about your business, but make sure that all of the important things are being handled within this wheel of services that we call the boutique family office.
Yeah, it's a great idea, the boutique family office. I mean, who wouldn't want to be involved with that? Because you get everything and more of a family office that traditionally has been for, you know, 100 millionaire, billionaire type people. In your situation, Tony, under Advanced, and you have some very interesting things that we really found fascinating. I mean, you have the Strategic Wealth Alpha GPS and the SWAG Retirement Roadmap, and you have something called Holistic Retirement Planning. Let's talk about a little bit of that, because you've become very well known for not only coming up with new ideas, but trademarking them and making sure that people understand exactly what you're doing, Tony.
Yes. Yeah, when you take a look at the investment world, the retirement field is what's called alpha. And alpha is basically an outperformance versus a benchmark. And most of your traditional firms out there, they focus on generating alpha from the investments that they provide. Well, that's one part of it. The other part of it is that you can generate alpha from a variety of other areas, provided that the professionals are talking to each other in a collaborative manner. So, for example, Russell Investments and Vanguard has done several studies of the value of looking at your portfolio from a holistic perspective, not just from the investment standpoint. So by adding a focus on these other areas, in addition to investments, focusing on taxes, focusing on your legacy, how do you enjoy it while you're alive, but also how do you pass it on to the next generation tax efficiently? So we found that by integrating all of these components of services and then bringing these professionals working together in a timely manner, that we can generate extra alpha for these clients ongoing. And when you add that alpha, it could be 2 to 3, 4, 5% on an annual basis. When you add it over time, you're talking about significant wealth, significant reduction in taxes, and a significant value generated to the next generation, you know, at the most cost efficient way possible. So the Strategic Wealth Alpha GPS, again, another trademark component of what we've created, is a way to generate that. So short for that is SWAG, Strategic Wealth Alpha GPS. So we want to make sure that everyone has a little swag into their retirement plan. So when we take that, we develop what's called a SWAG retirement roadmap. This is a four-phase strategy of determining when the clients are going to need income. So we have income now, or a focus on the core components of income. You want to make sure that your living expenses, food, utilities, everything that you're going to need for the rest of your life is taken care of. That way there's no worries. But then we move to a second segment. We call it income later, or what we call aspirational income, to make sure that if you want to golf, you want to travel, you want to take your family on vacations and cruises, that we've incorporated that into your plan when you're going to do it, so that the cash flow is there when you need it. And then there's a third and a fourth component. The fourth is a growth phase. What we found is that most people make mistakes because they don't let their growth investments give them enough time for them to grow. They tend to, when the market is down, sell low and then buy high again, so that they're really not generating the markets that the returns that the market provides. So by providing that long-term bucket where we're saying, okay, these are things we're going to manage over a 12-year period so that we can actively manage it, but we're going to give these investments an opportunity to grow. That way, as you use the money that you're going to need for your core living expenses, your operational income, now we can go into that stage and take the growth and replenish those additional buckets. And then there's the fourth stage we call the legacy stage. Here, what we want to do is make sure that the monies that you want to leave for your children, great-grandchildren, or if there's a business that you want to create a legacy around, charitable organizations, that we have a plan of how to most cost-efficiently and tax-efficiently deliver against those goals. So it's a very comprehensive process to make sure that we're taking advantage of timing of when distribution is needed, the tax efficiency of the investments. For example, tax loss harvesting. We want to make sure that we're not doing that just at the end of the year, but that we're taking advantage of, you know, for example, in 2020, the market went down 35% just in a matter of a month, but then it increased and ended the year up. Well, there was a significant opportunity to do tax loss harvesting if you have technology that's AI driven, taking advantage of that in real time versus at the end of the year, going back and saying, oh, where are we at? So there's a lot of technology and process behind what we do. So the SWAG retirement roadmap is designed to optimize the technology along with the process to deliver the best outcome for our clients.
I love it, Tony. You have such a great roadmap, the SWAG. You talk about the alpha, so important with the 4, 5, 6% additional per year. You've got the family legacy box, which I love so much. I want to get into that in just a minute, but let's talk about someone reaches out to you. Let's really understand it, because you need a certain amount of wealth in order to create a roadmap with advance. What's the sweet spot? What's the minimum wealth requirement for you to put these people into what you call the boutique family office, which I love so much?
Yeah, the minimum is $500,000 or higher. You know, I have clients that have maybe $500,000 to clients that have $7, $10, $15 million that we work with. So, you know, if we have a family with $10 million and they have a son or daughter with $400,000, we're not going to say no to bring them on as a family because they don't meet our requirement. But typically we're working with families that have at least $500,000, and mostly your millionaires next door who own their own business, or professionals that retired with a significant amount in a 401k, et cetera, that they want to leverage to provide for the rest of their retirement years.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's great. And of course you have something that you've coined, the AWM fiduciary duty principles. And I like that. Let's talk about that, because that really resonated for us.
Yeah. It's on our website at awmfl.com. It's something that, you know, in the 20 years I've practiced in this industry, you know, the word fiduciary is thrown out a lot out there, but most clients don't understand what a fiduciary is and what it isn't. You know, the Department of Labor is right now trying to come up with what they call the best interest standards to make sure that all of professionals, not only those that are a true fiduciary, a registered investment advisor, but also those that work for brokerage firms or work for banks where they don't have the fiduciary responsibility to make sure that they're looking out for, especially if it's an asset that's coming out of a 401k or IRA, to make sure that they're following the, what's called the best interest. So what I set out to do is to educate the public on what the definition of a fiduciary is. And then we wanted to go a step beyond and come up with 10 principles that we believe, you know, are true fiduciary standards, which we have on our website. And again, it's something that I did a lot of research, and we've trademarked the word fiduciary duty principles because we wanted to make sure that the public understands what a true fiduciary is, and also provide them with questions that they can ask other professionals to see if they're true fiduciaries. You see, what we find in a traditional, you know, brokerage relationship, you may have someone who works for, you know, one of these big box banks, et cetera. Now, they'll say they're fiduciary, but they may be wearing two hats. So they can provide you with products where they get paid an upfront commission, or also products that they may collect a fee ongoing. So traditionally, they can get paid both ways. We don't accept any commission because as a fiduciary, you cannot accept an upfront payment or kickbacks for investments before your clients in. So what that does, it removes that conflict of interest because there's no monetary incentive. So you're focusing on what is truly best for the clients ongoing because you're there with them every step of the way. So we don't have that conflict of interest of wearing two hats of, hey, I'm going to put you into this REIT and it's going to pay me 8% upfront commission, but you're going to be locked up for 8-10 years and it may underperform versus putting you into a investment that has no lockup period and gives you the best yield, just like most of the institutions out there. And we have liquidity if you want to get out of it versus the commission that typically is involved, taking away a lot of those benefits for the client. So we wanted to make sure that clients truly understood what a fiduciary is, what questions to ask, and we put ours with the 10 principles on our website to make sure that clients understood we're committed to it.
Yeah, makes sense. So of course, you've put together really globally vetted best of breed experts to really create a path forward for your clients. Somebody reaches out to you and they say, hey, we want in, Tony. We've heard about this. You know, we saw it on .com magazine, or they get referred, or, you know, people are talking about what you're doing at Advanced. How long does it take? How long does it take to get all their information, to comb through it, use your experts to figure out the plan forward? How long does this process take to put someone into what we call the strategic wealth alpha GPS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically the way to work with us, first thing we do is we offer a 20-minute, it's basically a get-to-know-you opportunity. We can do it via Zoom or do it via a phone call. And really what I'm trying to do there is really trying to understand the person. I want to understand their story, their history. How do they generate their wealth? I want to understand the values that they have moving forward to make sure it's in alignment with our values. And I really fundamentally want to know, can I truly help this individual? Because I've been doing this for 20 years. I like to develop relationships that I can work with someone long term. So is this someone that I can work with long term? And if not, can I find somebody else who potentially can work with them? So ideally, first thing I want to do is find out if this is someone that I can truly help by really understanding what their problem areas are and the key concerns to truly understand if we can help them be forward. And if we can, then the next step is really to do a comprehensive plan. Okay. They don't have to become a client with us, but we want to provide them, here's the big picture of what you have. Here's a stress test of given your expenses and what you want to do in retirement. Can you retire at such and such an age? Or this is how much money you're going to need. And we want to stress test for, you know, for example, if you have another subprime crisis, if you have another 2008 or another dot-com melt-up like we had in the year 2000, how is your portfolio going to stand up against that? And determine, you know, do they have enough money to last throughout their rest of their lifetime? So this is all things that we put together in a plan. We stress test to make sure that this family or this individual truly understands where they are, what's ahead, and given some of the stress tests and some of the options we may put together, I think truly are confident and have peace of mind that they have a solid plan that they can believe in. Wow. So first is a 20-minute call, and if that makes sense for us to move forward, the next is to create a plan for them before they even become a client. And then if they want to become a client, there's a variety of relationships that we put together to work with someone. If they're a business entrepreneur, you know, they may be generating more income than having enough assets. There's a strategy. We use a consultative process to do that. If someone's fully retired and they have enough assets they want to work with, there's a strategy we use, charging a low fee based on assets under management to help them basically put that holistic plan in order. That's just the beginning. Now we want to meet with them 2-3 times a year to make sure that that plan is in order, to make any potential changes based on what the market is doing, so that they feel comfortable that not only they have a plan that's on the shelf somewhere, but that that is an active living plan that we're updating on a continuous basis to make sure that's effective at delivering value.
Wow. For the people watching the show, rewind what Tony just said. I mean, that is really what we call a unique selling proposition, USP, because he'll let people bend his ear and bring them in and talk to them and Zoom with them and then take a look under the hood, if you will, and give them some advice even before they become clients. That's remarkable. Now, Tony, you have a great team. I mean, you've put together some people on your team that are top notch. How important is the team that you've put together at Advanced Wealth Management to the success of the overall organization?
Well, the team is very important. The team is very important. And also the team alignment with my values is very important, because I want people that are friendly, you know, people that may go out of their way to help a client in need. I also want people that want to generally establish a long-term friendship and relationship with these clients. You know, as I talk about in my website, we do business by heart. I truly mean that, because I would not be in the position I'm in today if it weren't for my clients. So I wrote a book, you know, that has been out there, which we'll talk a little bit, but really the first part of that book talks about my story. And the reason why I take this so serious is because I came from basically not having much. So when I work with people who've worked very hard to get to where they are, I want to make sure that they understand that I take their money just as serious as the work, the hard work I've done to get to where I am today. So the team members that I focus on are team members that are hardworking, passionate, have true values, will go above and beyond what we call the call of duty to help a client in need. So I want to make sure I'm working with professionals, A team players in all of these categories we've talked about, whether it's an estate planning attorney, an accountant, an insurance specialist, an asset protection specialist, a business strategist. I want to make sure that they're the best at what they do before they join our boutique family office professional team.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, we talk about the book. You know, it's prolific. You're a prolific writer, because on the website, you have a great blog as well with so much great information, so many great articles, so many things that we didn't even think about. You know, wealth management in the digital age. How do you control wealth management with digital assets and the like? Let's talk about the book quickly. Talk a little bit more about how long it takes to write a book and why writing a book was so important to you.
Well, this book took a little over 2 years to write. So it's sort of like your first baby. You want to make sure that, you know, the baby comes out, you know, healthy as possible and fully functional. So it took me quite a while to write the book because I wanted to make sure that it was special. So the book is really set out into three separate areas. The first is I really talk about my story. My unique story, having come here 10 years old, learning English as a fourth language, you know, basically working at two factories full time after football season, just so I can be able to save enough money to go to college, being in the infantry 6 years while I was going to graduate school and undergraduate school. So that basically to take advantage of the opportunities that this country provides. We live in a great country. And it saddens me that there's so much division taking place right now, because this is truly a land of opportunity. So I wanted to write this book and have that first part be my story, so that my family, it could sort of be a story they can look up to.
Yeah.
And the second part is really to take the culmination of everything that I've learned so that I can help my clients. Sorry that I'm losing a little bit, but I wanted this book to sort of be inspiration to my family members. I mentor a lot of kids. You know, I go to high school here every Friday at 1 o'clock to basically work with kids, similar background, may have not grown up without a father, but I want to show them that, hey, listen, you can make it happen if you stay focused at what you do. And sports is a big foundation of what we do. So the proceeds from the sale of this book is going to go towards two primary charities. One is basically providing homes for the homeless here locally, and the other is providing an education, but also to help athletes who may have the talent to get to the next level, get the appropriate training, something I wish I had, you know, when I was younger. You know, I did the best that I could do, but I wish I didn't have to go to full-time job working 40 hours after football season. I could have worked on my craft a little more. So the book is designed to be inspirational, but at the same time, when you take a look at parts 2 and 3, it's designed to basically provide cutting-edge technologies and processes that have been studied on how to generate alpha for clients out there to protect their nest egg for the future.
Yeah, that's great, Tony. Very interesting. And of course, you're in Florida. And when we started talking to you know, prior to the interview, there's so many advantages that Florida provides for people. And you've really become a go-to expert about that particular sort of insertion point of the Florida residency. Let's talk a little bit about that to give our viewers a little understanding of how that can impact their lives in a powerful way.
Yes, Andy. As a matter of fact, Florida was the number one growth state, you know, for several years now. And behind it has been the state of Texas, where I got my graduate degree, MBA as well. But the state of Florida has no state income tax. So what we've seen is a lot of the northern states, California, we've seen a lot of these states basically raise a lot of the state income taxes to the tune of, you know, it could be 5, 6 to 13% or higher, you know. That's on top of the federal estate tax. So the benefit of Florida has no state income tax, but in addition, there's homestead benefits where it limits the increase on property taxes on your property. There's also asset protection in the state of Florida so that your assets are protected from potential garnishment, your IRA accounts, your 401k accounts, any kind of insurance product and annuities are protected under the state. So the Florida Constitution was basically established so that the state of Florida is an attractive place for retirees to come to. Now, the process about going about getting Florida residency is something that we've studied quite often. There's a guide on our website on the benefits of Florida residency that's free for people to get access to, where we've done a lot of research to show the people the pitfalls associated with making a move from, let's say, a northern state to the state of Florida, how they have to basically redo their estate planning. Because one of the things you want to make sure you do, making a move is not enough. You have to make sure you follow the next steps to make sure that if you pass away, these northern states that will now do an audit because they may try to come after you 20 years later for back taxes, which your family's going to have to fight in court, to make sure that you follow all of the appropriate steps so that we have an effective residency, minimizing a lot of that risk. So estate planning, an area that we help a lot of our clients with, the appropriate tax planning, making sure that you have assets in a former state, you're making the appropriate arrangements to transfer those assets to Florida, so that now you're minimizing the, basically, it becomes a test of how much you can add in your favor versus if there's an evident audit from a northern state, how much they could potentially come back and try to, you know, look at the utilities to prove that maybe you weren't in Florida 6 months in one day, like you said you did. If you go on trips, or if you live in multiple states, to make sure this is where you spend the bulk of your time. So there's lots of nuances and rules that one needs to be, you know, apprised of to make sure that you're making the best move possible when you come to the state of Florida, protect your assets, and make sure you're getting all of the benefits that the state of Florida provides, as well as other states like Texas that we do a lot of work in as well.
Yeah, I love it. And I already know I'm going to bring you back on the show. We're going to call it Life with Tony. I mean, it's fantastic. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, you feel and see the passion, you know, that Tony has not only for his business, but for really starting with not a whole heck of a lot and building something in a very powerful way. And the beautiful thing, Tony, about what you do is you're a big believer in giving back. I mean, you know, you coached your kids' sports programs and, you know, you've got mentors and you give mentorship to so many young people. You give back to so many programs, you know, the United Way and Big Brothers and Big Sisters and old, you know, All Children's Hospital and Humane Society, which, of course, many people that watch the show, my wife and I are very passionate about as well. So we're going to bring you back on the show. We're going to have a special segment called Life with Tony. And I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time today, but man, this has been fantastic. Before I let you go, we have some younger entrepreneurs that watch the show. Maybe they're hitting a tough time. Maybe they're hitting a pothole in the road. Based on your life experience, Tony, maybe you could share some insight about what it takes to get through a tough time and keep on going.
Basically, the first thing I can remind people out there is that you have to truly believe that you can do anything that anybody else can do. Okay. The other area is to tell people that you have to take care of yourself first. You know, we're like a machine. Okay. So what you put in your body, the exercise, the routine that you put yourself through, because if you're going to compete at any sport or in business, you have to make sure you have the endurance that you can put forth. But you also have to be a student. You have to study your craft. You have to find who are the best leaders in the industry that are in. You have to read a lot to educate yourself. But the key is that if you have a challenge along the way, it's not a failure. It's an opportunity to learn to get to the next level, okay? And the reason why I do a lot of what I do today is because I wish I had mentors growing up that maybe would have helped me with some of the challenges that I had, and I'm trying to be that for others today so that maybe I can help them along a little bit quicker. But, you know, some of the books I've read in terms of how to control your thoughts, because sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning, things are not going right. You have to make a shift in your thinking of being grateful for what you have and being grateful for learning from this mistake. Or somebody may have, you know, we're going to come across people that don't have ethics that are quite like yours, and you're going to learn your lesson along the way, but those are all things you're going to learn to get to the next level. So don't get down on yourself. Don't let mistakes or obstacles stop you from getting to the next level. Learn from it, but maintain a positive mental attitude. Take care of your body, eat right, get enough sleep. And there's so many other things we can talk about, a healthy lifestyle, which is part of what I do for my clients as well. It's one of my passions. So I want to make sure that my clients are enjoying a good quality of life by taking good care of themselves as well. So that's my advice to young people out there who want to get out and be an entrepreneur and get ahead in life. You can definitely do it, go for it, but make sure that you're working, you're learning from it, and take good care of yourself along the way.
Wow. I mean, there you are. Your first paying summer job at 13, you were picking up garbage and cleaning ditches during the summers. And here you are helping so many other people achieve their dreams with your program. I love the Alpha. I mean, that's a powerful, powerful opportunity that you provide. And we're going to bring you back on the show. But Tony, I know time's tight for you. So I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show today, telling us about Advanced Wealth Management, all of these keen opportunities that you have for your clients and the unique selling proposition that you have for people that call and reach out. So Tony, thanks so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you, Andy. It's been a pleasure being with you. I love your show. I love watching the other entrepreneurs do what they do out there. And we'll definitely get back together for another session. Thank you. Have a great day.